So I had said in a strange turn of events, I didn't have a lot to say this month, which you know is odd for me. But I decided instead to just let the practice speak for itself. But there is a quote that I want to start with, and this is from one of the guys that I follow, a brilliant guy. And he says, if there's an anomaly in your understanding of the world, then enlarge your universe of discourse until the anomaly can be accounted for. Whoever has the biggest picture tends to have the best understanding. Devil in detail, God in synthesis. And I just thought this was a really profound statement, and especially for the times that we find ourselves in. And that when we can't understand what's happening in our world or in the world at large, can we expand our perspective? Can we zoom out and start to see a bigger picture? Because again, the bigger the picture gets, the more we begin to understand. And so that's really what the practice is about. And I don't have a lot to say about it because the practice itself will lead us to a place of expanding that perspective. So just get comfortable, close your eyes, and take a few smooth breaths. Just kind of settle the mind, feel the body relax. Feel the breath coming and going. Just notice how the body feels. Notice places where you might be holding tension. Conversely, notice places that feel relaxed. And then bring your attention to your energy, the pranic domain. Just feel the energetic body. In a sense, that pulse of energy running through the body. Where do you feel or notice the most vibrancy? Least. And then now turn to the mind, the field of thought. Just notice how thoughts come and go, drifting through the mind. Constant motion. Now be aware of yourself as the amalgam of these three different spheres. Body, energy, and mind. And then get a sense of yourself in the larger reality of the room. A sense of yourself in the larger reality of this building or wherever you are resting. And then in the city, as though you could see yourself lying on the floor, but have the view of the entire city. Then bigger still, the entire state. Just be aware now that you exist in the United States, in this country. Be aware of existing on the globe, on planet Earth. And then see the reality that planet Earth is just a part of the galaxy, the tail end of the Milky Way. Just reflecting on the larger reality. Now slowly we'll begin to step back through those same stages, back to our solar system, the planet Earth, to this country, to this state, city, and all the way back to the space surrounding this building, back to this room, and finally back to your body in this room, resting on the floor. Feel your breath. And now begin to consciously shape the breath, deepening the inhale and the exhale. Slide the legs together. Bring your arms down by your sides. We'll begin to move. As you inhale, sweep your right arm overhead, flex your left foot, push into the foot. As you exhale, lower the arm down and relax. Inhale, left arm sweeps up, push into your right foot. Exhale and relax. Now both arms, both feet reach up, and we're going to chant Om on our exhale. Again, inhale, right arm, flex your left foot, lengthen. Exhale, lower. Inhale, left arm, right foot, reach and lower. Again, both arms, both feet, lengthen up, chanting. One more round. Inhale, right arm, left foot, lengthen. Exhale, release. Inhale, left arm, right foot. Exhale, release. Both arms. Inhale, reach. Gently bend your knees, roll yourself over to one side, help yourself up, and make your way onto your hands and knees. So starting simply with Chakra Vikasana, coming to all fours, lower belly draws in. Inhale, chest lifts, look up slightly. Exhale, sink to the heels, navel draws softly back. Feel the root lock engaging. Inhale, come up. Exhale, drop back, and as the navel pulls back, feel the pelvic floor lift. Inhale, up. Exhale, back, connecting to the root. Inhale, up. Exhale, back. Two more like that. Inhale, expand. Exhale, drop back. Inhale up. Exhale back. Now we're going to start to alternate child's pose and downward dog. So inhale up. Exhale, tuck the toes, push the hips up and back. Inhale back to fours. Exhale, child's pose, lifting the pelvic floor. Inhale up. Exhale, tuck the toes, hips go up and back. Inhale, fours. Exhale, sink to the heels. Inhale up. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, fours. Exhale, child's pose, root lock engaged. Inhale up. And then exhale, downward dog. And this time we're going to stay in downward dog. Rooting firmly into the palms, particularly that inner palm, thumb and index finger. Reaching the hips up and out, steadying the breath. And with each exhale, feel the navel draw back and re-engage. The root lock, pelvic floor softly drawing up. On your next inhale, we're going to shift forward to plank. Body comes into a straight line, tail drops under, navel draws back. And then on your next exhale, we'll lower to the belly. You can drop the knees first if you like. Slide the legs together, bring the hands down by your sides, palms face down. So I'm going to do this version of locust I call the flying locust. So as we inhale, we're going to lift legs, chest, and arms up. Stay up on the exhale. Inhale, open the legs and arms wide. Exhale, pull them together, squeeze the knees, lift the root. Inhale up a little higher if you can, and then exhale, release. Inhale, lift legs, chest, arms. Stay up on the exhale. Inhale, open. Exhale, close, squeeze your thighs, lift the root, inhale higher, exhale, release. Inhale, lift. Stay up on the exhale. Inhale, open. Exhale, close, squeeze, inhale higher, exhale, release. One more, inhale, lift. Stay up. Next inhale, open. Exhale, close, squeeze, root lock, inhale higher, exhale, release. We'll bring the hands back around under the shoulders, push back up through fours, and into downward dog. And then inhale, we're going to step the right foot forward for warrior one. So step it forward, out to the right a little, left foot flattens. We'll rise up. Go ahead and straighten the leg, bring the arms down because we're going to do a little dynamic work. So inhale, bend the knee, arms sweep forward, maybe just a little lean, and then exhale, straighten the leg, arms come down. Inhale, bend the knee, reach up. Exhale, release. Inhale, bend, maybe going a little deeper. Exhale, release. Inhale. Exhale, release. One more time. Inhale, bend the knee, sweep up. Exhale, release. And then inhale, arms will sweep up. Exhale, fold forward. We'll go back to downward dog. Take a few breaths. And then we'll bring the left foot forward, warrior one. Stepping out to the left slightly, right foot flattens. We'll go ahead and straighten, take the arms down, and we'll come in and out on this side. So inhale, bend the knee, sweep up, little bit of a lean forward, exhale, release. Inhale, sweep up. Exhale, release. Inhale, maybe going in a little deeper. Exhale, release. Inhale up. Exhale, release. One more. Inhale, reach. Exhale, release. Then inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold over. Back into downward dog. And then slowly we're going to walk the feet forward, come into our forward bend. Feet parallel, hip distance apart. You can have as much bend in the knees as you need right now. Just let the upper body relax. Let the crown of your head drop. On your next inhale, we're going to drop into chair, arms sweep up. We'll stay for the exhale, then inhale, press up, and exhale, release. Take a breath. And then we're going to come forward, top of the mat, feet parallel, hip distance apart. Four corners of each foot rooted, the arches drawing up, the knees soft. The navel lifting out of the lower belly, the tail sliding towards the floor. Heart lifts, shoulders drop down and back. So let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair, draw back, lift the chest. And then exhale into the forward fold. Take a few breaths. Then inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog, both feet back. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. We'll stay for the exhale. Then inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold back into downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot coming forward, warrior one. Staying for the exhale, and then inhale, straighten, exhale, fold, back to downward dog. Take a few breaths. Reconnect to the root as you exhale. And at the end of this exhale, step both feet up. Inhale, drop into chair, staying for the exhale. Inhale up, exhale, release. All right, we do it again. Inhale up, exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. We're going to do another round. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. And then exhale into the forward fold, and we'll stay a few breaths. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot forward, warrior one. So this time we're going to stay in warrior one. So the right knee presses forward, the left inner thigh draws back, the front of the left hip pushing forward, the navel lifting up out of the lower belly, arm bones relaxing into the shoulder sockets. Steady the breath. On your next inhale, we'll straighten the right leg. Exhale, fold over, go back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot now coming forward, warrior one. And we're going to stay on this side. Left knee pressing forward, right inner thigh drawing back. Front of the right hip pressing to the front, navel lifting out of the lower belly. Shoulders relax. Smooth out the breath. Next inhale, straighten that left leg. Exhale, fold over, back to downward dog. So again, a chance here to steady the breath, reconnect to the root. At the end of your exhale, step both feet up. Inhale, drop into chair. Staying for the exhale, and then inhale up. Exhale, release. All right, again, inhale up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. We're going to repeat. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Again, exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. And this time, exhale, forward fold. So starting to get a little deeper. Then inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. All right, so this time we're transitioning into warrior three, so balance. So we're going to spread the toes of the right foot, kind of root it in. Inhale, left foot steps in closer. Exhale, arms come out to the side as we fold forward. Now start to connect to the breath again and feel as you exhale the navel drawing back, the root lock engaging. Sense that stability in the core, in the pelvis, around the lower back and the sacrum. Then we'll bend that right knee. We're going to gently step back. Inhale the arms up. Exhale, fold over and go back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot now coming up. Warrior one. So again, spread the toes of your left foot, root the foot in. Inhale, right foot steps in closer. Exhale, arms come out, right leg lifts. Connect to the breath. Connect to the root. Then bend that left knee, gently step back. Inhale, arms reach up. Exhale, fold. We'll go back to downward dog. Take a few breaths here. At the end of your exhale, step both feet up. Inhale, drop into chair. Stay for the exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, release. All right, last round. Four iterations of sleeping chair. Inhale up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. One more time. Exhale, fold over. Inhale, lift up. And then exhale into the forward bend. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. Then inhale, straighten without locking. Exhale, fold over. And we'll do a little dynamic work in pyramid. So kind of squaring the hips a little bit, right hip back a little, left hip forward. You have the option of doing this with the right hand behind the back and using your left arm, or doing it with both arms behind the back if that works better for your lower back. So we're only going to go halfway up and down. So let's inhale halfway up, chest parallel to the floor. Exhale, fold over. Inhale halfway up, reach off your waist. Exhale, fold over. Inhale halfway up, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Inhale up, reach. And exhale, fold. And now we'll take both hands down. Fold over the leg, chin tucks in slightly. Keep the front body long and smooth out the breath. Then inhale, scoop up, exhale, downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot now up, warrior one. Inhale, straighten, exhale, fold, and we'll do that pyramid work on this side. So left hip back a little bit, right hip forward. You can do this with left hand behind the back or both arms behind the back. Inhale, halfway up, reach out. Exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway up, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Inhale, up. Crown reaches out. Exhale, fold. One more. Inhale, reach. Exhale, fold. Both hands come down. Chin drops in. Front torso long. Steady the breath. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, downward dog. All right, inhale, right foot's coming up again, warrior one. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold. So now we're going to set up for revolved triangle. So if you want a block, you can have it on the inside of your right foot. Your left fingertips will be on the floor or that block. The right thumb is going to come into the crease of the right hip. And you're going to physically draw the hip back. So just push the hip back as you stretch off of your right waist. So you're making a lot of space between your right hip and your right ribs. Inhale, stretch out a little more, and then exhale, take your right arm up as you open. Inhale, hand comes back to the hip, reach out. Exhale, spin open. Inhale, hand to hip, lengthen. And then exhale, spin open, and now we're going to stay. So you're going to be light on this left hand. And do that by anchoring yourself with your left leg. So push your left foot into the floor. Draw your left inner thigh strongly back. And as you get light on that left hand, you may find that you can stretch off your waist a little more and then even pivot open a little more. Steady your breath. One more inhale, and then as you exhale, let's bring the arm down. We'll step back into downward dog. Take a few breaths here. Then we'll do the other side. Left foot steps up. Warrior one. Then inhale, straighten, exhale, fold, and we'll set up on this side. So again, if you want that block, have it on the inside of your left foot. Your right fingertips will be on the floor or the block, left thumb in the crease of the left hip. Pull the hip back, stretch off of your left waist. And as you inhale, now create a lot of space, and then exhale, left arm opens up. Inhale, hand back to hip. Lengthen, exhale, spin open. Inhale, hand to hip, push the hip back, reach the crown forward, exhale, open, and now we stay. And light on the right hand, anchor yourself with your right leg, push the foot into the floor, pull the inner thigh back, and then lengthen out of the waist, maybe open a little more. Smooth breath. Last inhale and then exhale, release it. We'll step back to downward dog. Then we're going to walk the feet forward again, come back to our forward fold. I'm going to do a little dynamic work here. So inhale, we're going to drop into chair. And then exhale, we're going to come back into the forward fold. One full breath. Inhale, back into chair. Exhale into the forward fold. Two full breaths. Inhale, chair. Exhale, forward fold, four breaths. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, downward dog. And then inhale, we're going to come to all fours. And we're going to do this same sequence we started with, alternating child's pose and downward dog. Just a little bit different work with the breath and the bandhas. So lower belly draws in. Let's inhale, chest lifts slightly. Exhale, child's pose. Navel draws back, root lock engages. Inhale back to all fours. This time stay here as you exhale. Tucking the chin slightly in, lifting the root, navel back. On the hold after exhale, push the hips up and back. Downward dog. Inhale back to fours. Exhale, child's pose. Engage the root. Inhale, fours. Stay here as you exhale, chin in, navel back, root lock. Hold after exhale, reach up and back. Inhale, fours. Exhale, child's pose. Inhale, fours. Exhale, chin in, navel back, root lock. Hold after exhale. Up and back. Then inhale, fours. Exhale, child's pose, and this time we'll just stay. Resting the chest on the thighs, the head on the floor, or a prop if you like. Then sliding the hands under the shoulders, gently lifting up. We're going to swing the legs around and gently roll down onto our backs. Just use your hands, gently help yourself back. Knees bent, feet on the floor, hip distance apart. So do a little dynamic bridge. So inhale, arms sweep up, hips lift up off the floor. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, sweep up. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, up. Exhale, lower. So these last three, we're going to add the sound of om. So inhale up. From here, moving into a twist. So what we're going to do is lift up the hips a little bit, scoot them a few inches to the right, put them back down, straighten the left leg out onto the floor, bring the right knee in towards the chest, hold it with the left arm. The right arm will open out to your right side. We'll do some dynamic work first. So inhale, and then as you exhale, take the right leg across the body. Inhale, come back to center. And then exhale, take the leg across the body. Inhale, center. Exhale, across. One more. Inhale, center. Exhale, across. So this time we're going to bring it all the way down to the floor, or use a prop, so if you want to use a block or folded blanket to rest the knee on, that's fine. You're going to take your left arm, straighten it out, turn your palm face up to the ceiling, and put it on top of that right leg. If you like, you can look out over your right fingertips. And now just steady your breath. Then on your next inhale, we're going to bring the knee back around to the center. Place the foot on the floor, bend your left knee, we'll straighten out the hips. Take a breath. And then we'll do the other side. So again, we're going to lift the hips up a little bit, take them a few inches to the left, straighten the right leg out onto the floor, bring the left knee in towards the chest, holding it with your right hand. Left arm's going to open up. And we'll inhale here. And then exhale, take the left leg across the body. Inhale back to center. Exhale, take it across. Inhale, center. Exhale, across. Inhale, center. And then exhale, across. And this time we'll take it all the way down. Use a prop if you like. Just want to rest it down. Straighten your right arm. Turn your palm face up. Place it on top of the leg. You can turn to look out over your left fingers if you like. And smooth out your breath. Then on your next inhale, bring the leg back around. Place the foot on the floor, bend your right knee, we'll straighten out the hips. Pause for a breath. We'll bring both knees into the chest, give them a hug. And then we're going to finish with some Tadaka Mudra. So we're going to straighten the legs back out. Flex the feet. Legs are active. Interlace your fingers. Turn your palms away from you and reach your arms up overhead. So the body is lengthened. The breath will be a 1-1-1-1. So if we inhale 4, we'll hold at the top 4. We'll exhale 4, hold at the bottom 4. The root lock and the throat lock will be engaged for all 4 segments of the breath. And on the hold after exhale, we'll engage the belly lock, pulling in and up. As you're doing that, hold after exhale, all 3 bandhas engaged, I want you to imagine that you are pulling prana, energy, light, in towards the spine. So from all around you, magnetizing it in to your spine. All right, so here we go. Arms stretch up. Feet are active. I'm going to cue a 6-count breath, but feel free to adjust that to your own breath capacity. So let's inhale 6. Hold 6. Throat lock. Chin tucks in. Root lock. Pelvic floor lifts. Exhale 6. Feel the navel starting to draw back. Now hold after exhale, belly in and up. All 3 bandhas engaged in a sense that you're pulling energy into the spine. Keep your root lock and throat lock in 6. Hold 6, root lock, throat lock. Out 6, navel's drawing back now. Hold for 6, belly in and up, all 3 bandhas. pulling light, energy, prana into the body towards the spine. In six, root lock, throat lock. Hold six. Out six, navel draws back. Then hold, belly in and up. Pull light into the spine. Keep the root lock and throat lock. In six. Hold six. Out six. Hold six. All three bandhas powerfully magnetize energy from around you, all around you, through the flesh, into the spine. One more round. In six. Hold six. Root lock, throat lock. Out six. Navel's drawing back. Now hold all three bandhas. Pull that energy in. And inhale and release. Let the breath adjust. Just notice if the spine feels any differently, more energized perhaps, more clear or open. Perhaps illumined. Knees bend. We'll bring them back into the chest to give them a hug. We'll open the knees, reach through, grab the feet. Bring the soles of the feet together. Pull the feet in towards the groin, the knees drop towards the floor. Nice stretch on the lower back and the pelvic floor, now relaxed. And then the knees back together. One more hug in. If you want, you can rock a little side to side. And when the lower back feels good, you'll get yourself set up for relaxation. So just settle in. The body relax into the floor. Let the arms and legs feel heavy. Body opens to earth. Feel the scalp and the forehead soften. The space around the eyes. Feel the jaw relax. Upper and lower rows of teeth slightly part. And the tongue widen. Feel the body softening with each breath. And then bring your awareness to the crown of your head. And on your next exhalation, breathe as though your breath were flowing from the crown of your head down through the body and out the soles of your feet. And as you breathe in, feel as though the breath comes in the soles of the feet, up the body, back to the crown. Just repeat that. Exhale from the crown, out the soles of your feet. Inhale up from the soles of the feet, back to the crown. Again. Then exhale from the crown of your head, but this time stop at your ankles, and inhale from your ankles back up to your crown. Do that two more times. And exhale from the crown of your head down to your knees. And inhale from your knees up to your crown. And repeat. Exhale from the crown of the head down to the base of your spine, the root. Inhale from the root back up to the crown. Exhale from the crown to the navel. Inhale back up to the crown. from crown to heart 3 times. And crown to throat. And then finally exhale from the crown to the eyebrow center. Inhaling from the eyebrow center back to the crown. Just relaxing into that effortless pulse between the crown of the head and the eyebrow center. And as you relax more deeply, you may even find that that pulse becomes independent of the breath. to drift back. Find your breath and let it deepen. As the breath deepens, you'll start to wiggle the fingers and toes. Move your hands and feet. You can rock your head softly from side to side. And then you'll stretch your arms overhead. Take a nice full body stretch. And as you're ready, bend your knees and roll over to your right. And then use your hands to help yourself up. Find a comfortable, supported seat. It's getting the hips elevated enough so that the spine can be tall and balanced, and the body still relaxed. As you settle, turn your awareness back to the breath. Just feel the breath as it rises and falls through the nostrils. Soft flow of air moving from the tip of the nose to the bridge, from the bridge back down to the tip. Being particularly mindful of the upper portion of the airflow. That feeling of the breath on the ceiling of your nostrils. As you follow the breath, start to become aware of that more subtle layer, the energy or prana that rides on the breath. You may even begin to see or sense it as light. A light that pulls the breath in a light that pushes the breath out. And this prana, this energy or light, is not limited to the physiology of the breath. So now begin to see it as you breathe in, move from the tip of the nose past the bridge into the midbrain. So that with each breath, you're pulling prana, light, into the midbrain. And as you pull this energy into the midbrain, you start to awaken Agnya Chakra, third eye, and in time you'll begin to see it as light. Concentration of prana, of light in the midbrain. Now this light in the midbrain, I want you to begin to see it dropping downward through the brain into the spine, all the way down to the root. You're going to see it like a fine silver thread from the middle of the brain all the way down to the root of the spine. See within the spine this fine silver thread of light. Imagine limitless capacity, limitless potential in that thread. And now see and feel that same consciousness, but instead of a very thin thread, see it as wide as your thumb. Just sense that there's a channel of prana, and that channel is as wide as your thumb. You feel limitless capacity flowing through it, from the base of your spine to your midbrain. Now see it as wide as your wrist. See it as wide as the body itself. Now finally, see it infinitely wide, infinitely tall. Just feel or imagine an infinitely wide, infinitely tall channel of energy, and you are at the center of it. An infinite universe of discourse, infinite perspective, infinite understanding. Now, having sensed this vast ocean, bring all of it, concentrate it all back down to a column, the width of the body. Now see that consciousness concentrate more, so it is a column, the width of your wrist, spine is its center. Now even more concentrated, it's still the same boundless potential. Now the width of your thumb. And finally back to the thread. Concentrate it all back to a single fine silver thread. Same infinite power, now contained within a fine silver thread in the center of the spine. Then we'll return to the breath. Letting the breath deepen. Awareness returning to the body, to the space around the body. To the body in space. And we'll gently lower the chin. Let the eyes start to reopen. And then we'll bring the head up. Take a deep breath in, arms sweep up. Exhale the hands together into the heart. Namaste.